50 years ago, on 25th June 1975, the Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi declared a state of emergency in India. She blamed internal disturbance. Opposition politicians and student activists, more than 100,000 according to reports, were jailed. Newspapers were censored. Now the emergency is the subject of recent Hindi films, like one named Emergency, showing how Indira Gandhi got to rule India by decree.
India is Indira.
And Indira is India.
That story is well known in India. What's less known is what happened far away in America. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Anirban Chatterjee, who curates the South Asian Radical History Walking Tour in Berkeley, says he got started on the project because of a photograph he saw in the book Karma of Brown Folk by Vijay Prashad.
And there's a picture in there of these women in saris with paper bags over their head. The caption said that they're in Berkeley, and I think it said they're from the Bancroft Archives.
When I went on the walking tour in Berkeley, they reenacted those heady days of protest that happened in front of the Indian consulate, then on Market Street in San Francisco.
Down with the emergency! Free India now! Down with the emergency! Free India now! Down with
the protesters carried hand-lettered signs and wore masks, an idea they got from Iranian students protesting the Shah. Chatterjee says the consulate tried to track down the protesters.
At one point in time, the Indian consulate in San Francisco, they sent a letter to UC Berkeley administration asking them to reveal our identities because we were wearing the masks, of course, and we were here, many of us, on government scholarships.
UC Berkeley didn't oblige. But far away from the Bay Area in Chicago, a PhD student from India, Anand Kumar, hadn't worn paper bags when he became part of a group called Indians for Democracy. They went to different cities and university towns, educating both the Indian diaspora and the American media about what was going on in India. He says many in the diaspora told them to dial down criticism of the motherland.
And if you want to do it in a constructive, low-profile manner, but don't go out in public using American media.
Kumar then got a call from the consulate.
If you don't stop doing these protest meetings and activities, we'll be forced to inform the university, your visa will be terminated, and you better return to India immediately.
His scholarship was terminated by the Indian government. Students rallied to his cause.
And here at Chicago, University of Chicago Student Union created a front, united front for me, committee to defend Anand Kumar, and asked the University of Chicago to waive my tuition fee because that was a big amount.
But it was still tough. He stopped going to the barber shop just to save money.
They thought that I looked like Jesus Christ. I had long hair, long beard, because, you know, shaving was very costly.
The Indian ambassador went into damage control mode, says Sugata Srinivasa Raju, author of the book The Conscience Network, A Chronicle of Resistance to a Dictatorship.
He says that they're washing dirty linen in public and just trying to discredit them.
But that backfired.
I think the Chicago Sun-Times,
Chicago Tribune
wrote a lovely editorial called Washing Dirty Linen and then poo-poos the entire idea.
The Indian protesters found allies in their new American home, says Srinivasa Raju.
People from the Methodist Church, people from the Quakers, people from the civil rights movement,
including Noam Chomsky, Eugene McCarthy, and Horace Alexander, a Quaker who was a friend of Indira Gandhi's own grandfather, a man who had once mediated between Mahatma Gandhi and the British Viceroy.
He leads the march against Indian, emergency from the Independence Hall. He inaugurates that from Independence Hall to New York.
The emergency was finally lifted in 1977 before Jimmy Carter became president. Srinivasa Raju says there's no concrete evidence about whether the activism in America swayed Mrs. Gandhi, but
the international pressure built on her, and she was averse to being seen as a dictator, being Nehru's daughter.
Anand Kumar got back his scholarship. But one thing changed for sure. The Indian community in America is often seen as uncles and aunties who are just interested in Diwali parties and temples and acting as cheerleaders for the government back home. But in 1975, they did step up for democracy, says Barnali Ghosh, co-founder of the South Asian Radical History Walking Tour.
You know, there's a lot of like auntie and uncle bashing that happens in our community. But these people, they were out here. Some of these people we still know. Like, they were out here raising their voices against injustice. And they could have made the choice to just sit in silence in a foreign land, away from it all.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.